Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Rob.
Brilliant. I've just got to say, Troy King, you love him.
He is great, isn't he?
Right. Now, this I really like this one. Right. NASA, along with the European Space Agency, are sending an unmanned spacecraft, the Artemis 1, to perform a flyby of the moon, right, by using the lunar gravity to gain speed and propel itself more than 70,000 km beyond the moon.
Oh,
now, I think it's just going to keep going. I couldn't find out whether it's coming back, but I don't think it is because of what what I'm going to tell you next.
Okay. I'm ready.
Now, even though it's unmanned, there will be some stuff on board.
Ooh. Now, no dogs, I hope.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'm going to tell you my theory of why I think this is why it's on the shuttle, right?
All right.
It gets real mad now. Now, Shaun the Sheep, Snoopy, over 500 US flags, a seed from a sycamore tree, a pebble from the Dead Sea, a USB stick with poems and drawings about space, and a collection of Lego figures.
Okay,
wait,
hang on.
What?
Are you pulling
this
my
is,
leg
this
here?
Is 100% kosher, right?
Okay.
They're sending a Shaun the Sheep, a Snoopy.
Like a toy.
A toy
of Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah.
Actual Shaun the Sheep will be Snoopy. Manning the aircraft.
Yeah, because it'll take ages for it to take off because it's
Snoopy
stop motion.
Second in command.
Over 500 US flags.
Classic.
A seed from a sycamore tree, a pebble from the Dead Sea, a USB stick with poems and drawings about space, and a collection of Lego figures.
This sounds like a secular version of a partridge in a pear tree,
well,
kind of Christmas song.
This is my theory, right? I reckon it was all there. They'd all parked up. Everybody from Europe and America, and someone goes, oh, we've got a bit of space here, what should we put in it? So they all went to their cars
and they're like, oh, what have I got in my glove box?
And then they went to the car park because that's when they found that seed and a pebble, so that's coming
the
a dead seed,
seed.
No one will know
tree.
And you know what Americans are like, they love American flags. You'd probably find 500 in just one car.
Probably.
I would like to know what people would put
that was going to be my question. Do you know what I'm going to put in?
What would you put
the
in?
The complete works of Lee Scratch Perry, Armando Iannucci, Stuart Lee, Beatrix Potter and Jonathan Pye, a Jane Goodall Barbie doll, a Mr. Potato Head, a Skeletor, just to freak out whoever looks at it, and a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's good.
They should have put you in charge because that's a way
well,
better
thing
load
is,
of
obviously,
things.
It's just going to keep going. So as an afterthought, someone said, let's bosh something in there. What do you reckon?
Okay, I would be keen to hear what people would stick in there, in their space capsules.
That was my question.
What do you think the aliens need to know about us? Stuart Lee reckons.
Definitely Rob. Stuart Lee.
I agree with that.
Armando Iannucci, because like, all his stuff's so good, you'll see the social structure of what's happening around the gap.
Exactly, yeah.
And I love Jonathan Pye anyway because I just love him. Beatrix Potter, who don't love her.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful illustrations as well. Okay, so text them through to 5395. What would be in your space capsule? What else have you got for us, Rob?
Evolutionary stuff. Right now, before I get into this.
We're getting to the big ones today.
Before I get into this, I just want to point out, I believe evolutionary stuff, science, facts. I believe it, right? Just
facts.
Before anybody starts.
Street facts.
So, here we go. The snailfish from Greenland contains sky-high antifreeze proteins that have made it possible to survive in sub-zero temperatures.
Whew.
Right, the small fish has like a tadpole-like body and it's fluorescent, which is when an animal absorbs blue light and either emits green, red, or yellow light.
Oh, I've never
sort of like the original glow stick.
I've actually never known how fluorescence works, so that was interesting. Thank you.
Now, the antifreeze protein is developed in the liver where it prevents large ice grains from forming inside cells and body fluids. Oh, that's horrible. It means blood and all that sort of stuff. Now, the whole thing of this is just mind-blowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. But sometimes I think they overcomplicate things. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how long it took for the fish to evolve the protein. Why didn't one of them think, you know, it's a bit colder, I think I'll swim over there, it's warmer. That would have been so much quicker.
It would.
Faster solve your problem.
You can't, it's
isn't there like a landlord being like, we don't need to insulate your house, just stick a little heater in the corner though? It's like, you know, he's thinking long term here. He's thinking I can sustainably live in this place
evolutionary change. Like, it's going to take how many thousands of years of them dying because it's still too cold? One of them is just like, boys, come over here.
It's come way over warmer, here. Guys.
Like, with his little fin. Do you know what I mean?
All right, lads.
Finding Nemo style.
Maybe I saw SpongeBob SquarePants. Maybe I'm just getting confused. I don't know.
Have you a poem for us today?
Actually hit the wall on the poems.
Okay, no poems. The muse has not struck. But you have picked us a very good song.
Yeah, this is a Pioneers with Long Shot Kickney Bucket, and it's all about losing money gambling on horses. Listen to the lyrics. It's good.
Text in your space capsule bits and pieces, 5395. Seems to be two different schools of thought about what people would stick in the space capsule. Half of the people are like, things people should know about Earth, and the other half of people are like, things we should get off this planet. I might read some of those out in just a moment.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.